today. So the Tigers are in. My Tigers. I got excited on the weekend, and Trixie's Tigers, your brother, Cam's Richmond.
Cam's Tigers, Pearl's Tigers, everyone in my family's Tigers, but Dad, me, and my brother, Keenan.
So what I've been doing, Boxy, and the Cats are in also, which is great because Gary Ablett plays his last game, which is one of the all-time greats.
Goat. Does it have to be his last?
Well, he retired, or he's retired at the start of the year.
Can he reconsider? Can you reconsider once you've retired about five times?
Well, he did, but he said his body can't handle, and he's got a, his son's really crook, and he wants to spend time with his.
Of course, that's crazy.
Which is sad, but it's quite good that they're in, and a good. It's such a romantic story. And Patrick Dangerfield, who plays for Geelong, has never played in a grand final before in any level of footy.
Well, he's going to get nervous.
Let's be honest, he'll be nervous, and I hope he'll play out well. And I hope he'll get nervous in a grand final.
It
doesn't matter what.
That'll do his head in.
Doesn't matter whether you're playing for the Cats or at Nana Goon or Coorirup Twos when you're in a grand final.
Can I pick it?
The Tigers will win, and I'm sorry to Geelong supporters, but because they've done the last couple of years, they've played and they've won. I think that's going to affect Dangerfield, and I think it might affect Ablett a bit too, which is a shame because I'd like Gary to win that.
I'll go with you with Dangerfield, but I don't think Ablett will get nervous.
Thank you.
No, but there's a lot of stress on that, and I've been reading a lot about that. I feel really bad. I'm quite stressed
because I've been. I don't know if you know, but I've been texting Daniel every week.
Rioli, your ex-son-in-law.
Yeah. Like on the game day to say good luck and I tell him what he needs to do. Like I feel like I'm a bit of a coach.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think he pretends to listen.
He writes back and you've seen the couple of the messages.
I have. Yeah. And my favourite Insta story on the weekend was Mia, your daughter, claiming that you and Daniel are now in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like she's not, but you are.
I don't know what to write to him because it's a grand final because last year he was at a house. So I was just giving him a little pep talk. But like I've been thinking about it all since when they play Friday, I'm like, it's going to have to be good.
Yeah.
Because if it's not.
What about a video message?
No, I did an audio message on Friday night
after
they'd won. I didn't go down to it. I was a bit pissed.
Oh, okay. Did he get back to you?
Yeah. But I'm a bit nervous. So good luck to the teams on Saturday night and go to the Tigers. But I'm nervous. We might have to, you and I reckon we all just as a team will.
Draft one up for
draft
us.
Draft one up,
a script.
I'll happily join in. Because I'm good at rhyming verse.
Jesus.
We could make it like a poem.
Or a limerick.
Yeah, okay. I'll do a rhyme in verse for you.
Okay. Why don't you just riff one now? Just
okay. Again. I don't know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, here we go. Good luck this weekend, Daniel Rioli. May you forever win the grand finale. There we go. I mean, that would be the first two sentences.
Finally, he's already won two.
He's already won a couple.
I tell you what, though, some of that analysis, Boxy should get a job on some sort of footy show. I mean, if Fox Footy are listening, you could have that. That was some great.
Because I always say about his
chase. You do. No,
I always say chase and tackle. Because when he chases and tackles and sprints and works hard, the snags come. And that's sort of where I go.
So you want him to just like chase and tackle?
Don't run forward because there might be danger. Paddy might get you. But there's no.
Let's work on it together.
Yeah, no, it needs work.